have Pat Barker with him, you're going to love him.
And it's very simple. It says that whosoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name. I want you to get this idea in your mind. Whosoever gives you a cup of water to drink in my name, because you belong to Christ, assuredly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. Even a small cup of water given in his name, God will reward. Heavenly Father, that is a special blessing on the reading your word today. And just open our minds and hearts for a moment. We receive that truth, each one as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said, amen, amen, amen. I have some other notes. They're somewhere. We won't use those today because we can't find them. They were here. I was going to start with some comments, some notes about work and about how people... Somebody told me, said, which I love, says, you know, work is very intriguing. I can sit there and look at it for hours, right? And sometimes I'm guilty of that same thing, of things I need to do and all like that. Instead of jumping on and do it, I just sit there and look at it. I'm so privileged to have come from a family of, I believe, just plain good-hearted folks that had a great work ethic. My father was one of the hardest working men I ever knew in my life, and my mother's the same way. And what a joy it is. I personally have never had a problem with holding on to a job. Hopefully, well, they vote this every year on Mount Calvary, but so far. And it seems like today, on this weekend, is a time for us to celebrate what I feel is the strength of America, and that is the great American workforce. The first Labor Day parade was held on September the 5th, 1882, in New York City. It said that over 20,000 workers were in attendance. They carried these great big signs, labor creates wealth. The theme for that day was that 8 hours of work, 8 hours of sleep, and 8 hours of recreation. Because any of you history buffs know that before that and the hours were placed in by the worker was unbelievable. After that parade, a little picnic was held. They had Irish stew, they had bread, apple pie, all the good things. And in 1894, Congress made Labor Day a federal holiday. And the purpose, a day set aside to celebrate the value and dignity of work. I'm here to tell you that God has given us jobs to do. In the beginning, back in Genesis, God, when he put Adam there in that Garden of Eden, he still gave him dominion over all things. He gave him work to do. In the second chapter, in the 15th verse, he put him in the Garden of Eden and was told to tend and to keep it. Got to take care of that garden. You know, some people think that when God takes us to heaven, that we're just going to sit around on clouds all day and just... I don't believe it. I believe that he has work for us to do. But the difference then, it's going to work that you're going to do that you're not going to get tired of. It is going to be a joy to spend eternity serving my Lord and your Lord. This church, I don't know why, it has more workers than any church that I've ever been involved with. I can't even do a prayer request without everybody pointing to who I'm supposed to go to next and do all that. They do everything. They'll just do. I got more helpers. And that's a beautiful thing. Why? Because people want to be a part of it. God has been so good to us. He has blessed us with so many workers. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, all the folks here that work so hard at Mount Calvary. This weekend, I want to tell you about three funerals. Now, I was trying to start in on how great they are and geese. Oh no, that's what they played and sang at Senator McCain's funeral. And I know, and trust me, you'll hopefully never hear political items from the pulpit because they don't belong in here. But I'll tell you one thing, folks, one thing more than any other thing. And I tell you, I love, and I was a great supporter and great fan of Senator McCain. But folks, the one thing that should have been impressed and said more and more, Senator McCain was a great American. One of the greatest Americans that I've known in his service and his dedication to this country. That's what I wanted to hear more of. Aretha Franklin. Now, that funeral, and I know they had great musicians there. I was told that funeral went over 8 hours long. I'm here to tell you something. If you go before I do and you ask me to do your funeral, I'm giving you 1 hour of my time. After about an hour, Terry and Lee, we get hungry. We got to go take a break. We got to go somewhere. We got to be some food involved. We got, you know, and now, I don't know. I didn't see it. Nobody asked me to go there and sing at it. I don't know, but to me, the focus for me personally was when she would sing those hymns, I would get blessed. The focus on the individual and what they meant to others. Yesterday was a third funeral. It was held next door at Calvary Road Baptist Church. And the family had asked us to sing. It was a 1 hour funeral. But I tell you one thing, it was for a special lady who had spent 40 years serving as a worker in that church next door. So many times, Miss Peg would come to the concerts on Friday night, and she was always so supportive of the guys and singing, and we had the opportunity to go on, as we will do this November. They have... My time's not up yet. Who said that? I almost got an amen from somebody out there. She spent over 40 years serving God, serving God, serving God. And being what she was the best, she was a worker in church. I talked to Pastor Dave yesterday, who performed the funeral over there. And Pastor Dave, and what a wonderful pastor, just a good man of God. And he's been there since, well, I'd say 77 or so. And I started out by... Before we sing, I want to say one thing. What an honor it is to stand here in front of you for the memory of Miss Peg. But I also want to say that she and I have one thing in common. We both came to the altar in this church and gave our hearts to Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I said, Pastor Dave, you have lost a wonderful, wonderful joy, because for the last 10 years she was actually his personal secretary. Some years ago, here at Mount Calvary, I approached a lady. Now, Hattie, you'll appreciate this. I said, Miss Barbara D., I'm working, the church is growing, we need help. Would you mind helping us out? So Barbara D., she says, well, what is my job description? So I thought I'd be a little smart, and I said, well, your main job is to make me look good. She says, well, Pastor, I thought this would be a part-time job, but I have realized that I will definitely have to put a little more time and effort into making you look good. And those of you who knew her, she was just an absolute charm. Such a wonderful lady of God. Folks, and I don't know how you got to Mount Calvary. I've heard some of the stories, and some of the stories I could share with you, and you'd have a little chuckle about how God worked the pieces for you to get here at Mount Calvary. But I'm here to tell you, it wasn't by chance. And I see people who have made such changes in their lives towards God in His service, lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ so that others may be drawn unto Him. We are a ragtag bunch. If you'll kind of in your mind and think of who came where and what and all and how, oh my goodness. But I tell you one thing, when we are gathered together in His house and in His name, and you do even the smallest of tasks in His name, God rewards that. Even if you give the smallest cup of water in His name, He rewards it. My father and I worked a roofing job down in Fort Hunt. It's a hot day. Pop says, go down there and take the cooler and get some water out of the hose, which it did. We were drinking that. And later on, I went down to put some more water in the cooler. Lady inside had turned the water off to the hose. True story. I came up the ladder. Bob said, Don't worry. The next week, on a Saturday, we went down and did a roof down in Woodbridge. There was a family down there of meager means, and I would venture to say that the house we put on the roof the next week, it probably cost maybe 1/5 of that beautiful big old house over there in Fort Hunt, where they turned the water off so we couldn't get out of the hose. When lunchtime came, we went to get a lunch box and a sandwich, and the fella, he says, oh no, fellas. He says, come over here. His wife had made up sandwiches and a big old pitcher of lemonade. He said, I want to thank you fellas for your hard work today. Pop said, don't you go to this truck and get them sandwiches. We're eating these sandwiches these people made for us. And we did. And folks, that was some of the best tasting lemonade that I have ever had in my life. It was given out of honor and respect and love. When you simply find it in your heart of hearts, and God lays something upon your heart, do it. I don't care how small it may seem. It may be the only call that that individual gets that day, and that's the call that they need to receive. And I'm here to tell you, folks, I love the choir today, but I feel like when I'm preaching to the folks at Mount Calvary on this subject, I feel like I'm preaching to the whole choir. Because I know that you're here because you want to share something good from God and what He has done for you. We don't get it right all the time. We make our mistakes. But I tell you one thing. I believe without a shadow of a doubt that God looks at the attitude and the intent of your heart. That's where it begins. In just a moment, I'm going to ask the deacons to come forward. We're going to serve this communion. We're going to serve this small wafer broken in honor of His body, the small cup of juice, in honor of the blood that was shed. It begins right here. It begins by you saying, God, thank you for what you did for me so long ago. And then, God, challenge me. Challenge me, wherever it's needed, to be willing to serve that small cup of water. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. We felt your presence. Now, Heavenly Father, we ask now that you will simply bless this wafer representing the body that was broken. God, we ask you to bless this small cup of juice representing the blood that was shed. God, it says in your word to do this in remembrance of you. And God, we want to remember you with thanksgiving from the deepest part of our heart for sending your Son to die upon a cross. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus.